Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, may I speak with Tony?
Speaking.
Hi, Tony. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time? It's about issues facing your community and the nation.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of something when you call me.
Really, it's not that.
I'm at
It's not
work,
that.
actually.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm at work, actually.
Okay. Would you like to do the service? It's not that long. It's very, very interesting.
Okay, what is this all this about?
Okay. Let me see. First, I can you talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, and we want to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Just to make sure
Okay.
that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? I have white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian.
African American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote or
1,000% vote.
Okay, definitely vote. Thank you. And just to make sure that we have every age group, may I have your age, please?
50+.
Thank you. Okay, and please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10. 0 to 10, which one you give me to vote next year? 10 means
Vote,
extremely motivated. 10 means that you're extremely,
I'll give you
sorry?
nine. I'll give
Nine?
you nine. Yes.
You said nine, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not important at all.
Very important.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Alive Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Yeah, a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm not all the
Satisfied?
way satisfied, but I'm okay with it.
Very satisfied or just satisfied?
Just satisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? I'm going to read you a list of five people, five things. The Federal Reserve raising interest rate, that's one. Big businesses and corporate prices gouging and greed. Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, or the COVID pandemic. Which one do you blame the most for the rising costs and inflation?
The corporation. The
Which one?
corporation.
Okay.
Directly.
Yes. I got you. Got you. Thank you.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each one, you rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is to you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting Social Security and Medicare. 0 to 10.
Ten.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education. 0 to 10.
Ten.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10.
Eight.
Thank you. Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes, 0 to 10.
Ten.
Thank you. Making college more affordable, 0 to 10.
Ten.
Thank you. Ensuring voting rights of all citizens are protected, 0 to 10.
Ten.
Thank you. switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Oh, yes, I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. MAGA Republican, 0 to 100. How you feel?
Oh.
I'm sorry?
I don't care much.
Okay, 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. 0 to 100. MAGA Republican.
Okay, I feel I don't like it.
Zero. Zero, that means...
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It's 0 to 100. Marianne Williamson, 0 to 100.
I never heard of.
Okay, thank you. About Black Pack, 0 to 100.
I never heard of.
You never heard of them? Okay.
No.
Thank you. And Tim Scott, 0 to 100.
Ken Scott. No, I never heard of.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. And Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
I give 80.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and the Republican, Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It was getting better when Obama left. Trump got there and make it worse. Joe Biden has not really put it back, but it's still the same thing as when Trump was there. So it's still the same thing.
So you think it's getting worse?
It's not getting worse. It's like the same thing.
Okay, same the same. Thank you. Now, suppose that there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Okay, candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make health care more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Which candidate would you vote for, candidate A or candidate B? Are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focusing on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote? Which one do you feel is more...
Candidate A.
Okay, somewhat? Or somewhat more? Let me see, candidate A. Much more candidate A or somewhat more candidate A?
Much more candidate A.
Much more or somewhat?
Yes. Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Have I recently view what Joe Biden is doing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all. What have you heard, read, or seen?
Are you asking me if I support what they're doing?
No. No, sir. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? And the answers are, yes, a lot. I have heard, seen, or heard. There's some, only a little, nothing at all.
Some. I have some. I had it,
yeah.
But
thank
giving
you.
Money to the Maui, just some.
Thank you. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, much more unfavorable.
Someone.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in the first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. Very important, someone important, never important, not important at all.
Can you ask the question again? I'm sorry.
Yes. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell
okay.
me how important that is to you. The first one is cut inflation. He cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. Very important. Someone important, never important, not important at all.
Very important.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Very important. Someone important. Not very important. Not at all important.
It's very important.
Thank you. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. Very important, somewhat important, never important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Made unemployment benefits tax free during COVID. Very important, somewhat important, never important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Okay. And moving right along. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
I'm going to say somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that is somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Extremist conservatives have taken control over the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect, we must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 10, very convincing.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our history from American history. If they erase our history, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of American history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all of our children for a more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us, regardless of race. We must vote for it. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may set a number between 0 and 10. 0 to 10.
A 10.
Thank you. And what stood out the most from the argument that you just heard when we were talking about? I just see one, but I'll be specific because I have to write it down. What is the that is stood out the most to you?
The economy is the one that stood out.
The economy. The economy. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Twitter, yes or no?
What kind of app?
I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days.
Okay.
Have you used Twitter in the past 2 days, yes or no?
Use what? Which one?
Twitter.
Credit? Oh, yes. Credit card. Yes.
Twitter. Yes? Okay. Instagram.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Thank you. TikTok.
Yes, I do.
Apple News. In the past 2 days only, okay? Apple News.
No.
Facebook.
Yes, I do. Facebook.
Snapchat.
Yes, I do Snapchat.
YouTube.
Yes, YouTube. I do YouTube every day.
Thanks. I do that every day too. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year's school I've completed?
Yes, so high school, some college graduate.
Some college.
College, okay, thank you. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or with married?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes, thank you.
Younger, yeah, 16 and younger.
Okay. Yes, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm liberal.
Somewhat or very, very liberal?
Somewhat liberal,
thank you.
Yeah.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Most of the neighbors are white.
Okay, so most of it, nearly, more than half then.
Nearly all?
Okay, thank you. And would you describe the area where you live as urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
My parents are not born in the U.S.
Grandparents. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were, And were you born outside the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation.
Oh my God.
Have a nice night.
That's going to be 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for hanging in there. I appreciate your patience, sir. Thank you, sir.
No problem. But,
take care. Mm-hmm.